Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, y'all, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to Shenanigans. Last time we came back with our first episode in a long time.
Hey.
We talked about a lot of cool stuff. We talked about finding love. We talked about how to not self-sabotage. Talked about some ways of identifying and combating anxiety and depression, including, you know, some awesome supplements. What are they called?
Ashwagandha and rhodiola, because you're going to call them Wakanda.
Going to call them Wakanda, and that's probably not helpful. You probably actually need to know the name of the supplements. And so, yeah, so if you haven't checked out that episode, make sure you go and do that. Just a reminder, we are on a new schedule for Shenanigans. So now we're on every 2 weeks. So you definitely want to go back and check that out. But we're going to hop into a fun one today. Tyra has an icebreaker for us.
Yes. So I am curious as to who your like celebrity crushes are, your diehard celebrity crushes are.
Well, I mean, you know, like, it's always Drake.
Yes.
No, it's always Drake. You're just Drake such a hater.
I am not. People, and you know what's crazy? People literally chew my head off because I am not into Drake. Like, people love him. Yeah. I'm just not one of those people.
Aubrey's fine.
I think he is attractive, but I feel like I like his music more. Yeah. Like, that's what makes me really like him. You know, the way he looks just as
not it. He got that beard. That beard never needs to go away. That was the best idea he ever fucking had, okay? Was to get that beard and to bulk that body. Like, he needs to stay like that.
I'm really into, like, artsy niggas. So let me tell you who my top three are. In no particular order. Luke James. Oh, my God. I would, like, sell my soul for him. Oh, my God. I love him. Jadenna. Okay. Can you just see me with Jadenna?
I could see you with Jadenna. Yes. I think he's too far out for me.
He is it.
He's gorgeous. He's okay. Like a gorgeous man.
He is.
I mean, he's very pretty.
Yeah. All of him.
She said pretty.
Wait a minute. I'm not necessarily into pretty men, but he is it. Like, take
he's
me
like
to
a
Nigeria
pretty manly
with
man.
You.
Yeah, he's a pretty manly man.
Yeah. But take me wherever you go.
Like, I don't question him. But he's pretty.
Gosh. Yeah. I was like very close. There was like one person in between us at his concert. Mm. And I just.
Oh, my God.
You just hear me yelling and screaming like I'm in pain.
He just looks like he just walks around the house singing all the fucking time.
And we'd be having duets, okay? I would be singing with him. And then my third one, stay with me, okay?
It's
Andre 3000.
Oh, no,
my God.
I will never stay with you.
Even now, he has like salt and pepper. Like, oh, but can't you see me with Andre 3000?
Yeah.
Oh,
I can see you with him.
Oh, yeah. I love. Like, oh, he just makes my
You like
heart.
These skinny dudes.
But I'm really not. Like, you don't ever see
these
skinny dudes.
But like, like your celebrity crushes are all skinny dudes. But like your real life crushes are like bulky, big guys.
Their size, that just happens to be a coincidence. I just like them. Oh, and Chris Brown, he's a skinny one too.
Chris Brown's real skinny.
I would sell everything for Chris Brown. Problematic face.
Yeah, it's very problematic.
Yeah, I like
Chris Brown. Like, he reminds me of like one of the high school boys that you just really didn't like.
Yeah, that everybody liked. That everybody liked.
I mean, maybe it's because I'm just not. I mean, there are certain light skinned people that I like, but there's some that I'm just like. don't know. You just can't trust light skinned some light skinned people. Like, I don't know. It's just like
he's like the ultimate light skinned nigga.
Yeah.
That's all bad.
He that nigga.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, Chris Brown is it. He's
yeah.
He can dance. Ooh, at his concert, he was just dancing he with was. The tattoos.
I can't listen to any of his nasty songs because, yeah, no.
Yes.
Who's my other one? Oh, Michael Ealy.
You cannot trust men with colored eyes.
I you can, said, I, you egg, cannot. Bro. You can't. You cannot.
My eyes change colors oh and God. You just.
I don't date people with colored eyes like that. I really don't. Like, nothing that's, like, more than, like, brown. Like, if you hazel, blue,
green.
I can't stop it.
And if you light skin it, no, sorry.
Bruh, he could look at me all day.
I can't do it.
And then, you know, he just talks all smooth and soft. And, yeah, babe, whatever you need. Like, he just has, like, that voice. I just watch his movies just to think of what it would be like to have him around.
I can't. Tyra's
done with me.
I'm not going.
Done.
Oh my gosh. And then we could share our lady crush because Peanut, but Peanut probably ain't going to like probably wouldn't be Peanut's crush. What up, Peanut? We ain't talking to you in a minute.
Hi, Peanut.
This probably wouldn't be his crush, but what is her name? See, we shouldn't even jump down this road.
You talking about Mimi's girlfriend.
Mimi's girlfriend.
Her name is Ty something.
Yes, it is. She's fine.
She is fine.
She's pretty fine.
You talking about Mimi from...
Mimi Faust?
Yeah,
from Love & Hip Hop.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got a new woman.
Wait, a new woman from... Like new or
I think they might have been together for
like the basketball player.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's it.
She's cute.
She doesn't need to
light skin. Can't do.
It's terrible, Jenny.
You know who else is fine? Okay, I don't know if y'all remember, but the singer Tyra B. She is like a full on stud. Look her up on Instagram right now.
Okay,
she's like a full on stud, and she's fine too.
Tyra B.
Yes.
That sounds very familiar. Of course, let me see how fast my Instagram comes up. Tyra.
She's saying, you're giving me a rush.
Oh.
Every time that you come around of course, and when we touch.
No one's coming up. But, oh, yeah. There we
that
go.
Name sounds familiar.
This is her?
Yeah. No, but keep scrolling. That's a bad picture.
What? That's what she looks like?
Yeah. Okay, but she didn't when she came out.
I'm confused as hell.
She did not look like that. She looked very girly because she was singing about country boys. That was her first single.
She ain't singing about country boys no more. Whoa.
Yeah.
Stop.
I mean, yeah.
I could see that.
Okay. But you know what's funny? I'm not even really into.
Them kind of girls get you in trouble.
I know, but I think if I was a lesbian, I'd be a lipstick lesbian. So I wouldn't even go down this road. Like, I'm
not a lipstick lesbian.
I would.
What is that?
Like, I would date somebody that looks like Rihanna, or a lipstick lesbian is like a feminine. I don't know.
Nah, that's not my jig.
That's not your jig? You like.
I'm not gonna jump down. It's a trap, okay? It's a
I
trap.
Was just saying a hypothetical.
Hypothetical situation, she would probably be a stud, but not like, but she'd be like a pretty stud.
Okay.
Like Tyra B, she's like pretty cute.
Yeah.
The other girl, she pretty cute too.
Ty.
Yes.
Like, so is Young and May too much?
Oh no, Young and May. Like, we can't even get on Young and May. Like, Nick hates it. I like her. He hates it. She comes on, he turns the radio. Like, no, that's my boo too. She's that's definitely funny. Not too far out. Now she got them bitches in her videos and stuff. That's too much for me.
I can't.
I'm sick.
But you know, yeah. I can't think of another crush. I feel like I have another one. Oh, Common, always.
Oh yeah, that is.
Common, he's a cool light skin.
He's
cool.
So,
so there are, well, I mean, ironically, my crushes happen to be lighter skinned. But one of them that I can do is Jesse Williams.
Yes. He was on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yes. I can do him.
Yeah, he's
and maybe it's because I watched Grey's Anatomy and I liked him on there. But him and do y'all know Jason Momoa?
That sounds good.
I'm about to jump out my skin. He is so fine. Lisa Bonet's husband. My God. Now you got to Google him because when I say.
I mean, I don't know. It's just something about him that he just give me chills.
Wait. Is that white guy?
No, he's not white. He's like. No.
Oh, he's like.
I don't even know.
He's real buff.
Yes.
Yeah,
Lord.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, hold up.
T is it.
Yeah. I think I know who you're talking about. He's in movies too. Was he on the game?
He's on Game of Thrones, I think. I think he's on Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking about.
Wait, no. Was he on the game?
He was
on the game.
The game.
He was Roman.
Roman? On the game?
That's not who that is?
Y'all gonna have to Google because I don't know what you're talking about.
He was on the game. Who was he with? Was he with Kelly?
You said the game?
The show. The game.
The black TV show, The Game?
Correct. I think he was with Kelly.
Somebody pull up his filmography. I can't like, let this go.
I mean, I've never watched a game like that, okay. But I don't think he played on a game.
I swear he did. What's his name? Momoa?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Let's see. I'm almost certain.
I didn't keep up with the game as much, so I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, me neither. So maybe he was, I would be surprised if he was. Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're necessarily wrong. I'm just curious.
Well, I saw him on something.
I said Game of Thrones.
He will play on the show like the Game of Thrones.
I'm pretty sure he, I don't know.
Yeah,
y'all can correct me.
What?
Shut up.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Like, does it show how he...
She snatched the phone down my head. He was on the game. He was somebody's boyfriend. I think it was Kelly's.
I don't watch it like that.
Jason broke up.
I need him with the long hair, though. This is not it for me.
It grew out, like, as he was on the season.
Season 3 as Roman.
Yeah. Wow. I knew I wasn't tripping.
That must have been a long time ago.
We didn't say you were wrong.
No.
I just never knew.
They were judging me. They was like, no, he wasn't. Shit's wrong.
No judgment passed. No.
Well, cool. Well, write us. Let us know who your crushes are. How you feel about our crushes. You know, we have any in common or no. We not doing it for y'all. Just let us know. So, yeah. Next,
we are going into the hot topic. So this week's hot topic, we're talking about shooting your friendship shot. I don't know why that's a tongue twister for me.
Shooting your shot.
Yeah, pretty much. So I feel like a lot of people I know, even myself, well, I'm in school right now, but like after undergrad, a lot of people go through that phase where they're like friends with certain people, but then they lose contact with people and then kind of figuring out, okay, well, if I want to make new friends or what that would look like. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about, you know, how can you, shoot that shot? I don't know why it's so hard for me to say that, after college. So, like, I know that I'm not the person that I was when I started college, you know, the 18, 19-year-old, however young or old I was when I started. I'm not that same person. And a lot of people, they have families. A lot of people move from state. So it's just like knowing how to keep those connections or create those connections. So have y'all ever shot?
I don't know why it's so hard for me to say that.
Have you ever shot your friendship shot?
Yeah.
And if so, what did that look like for you?
I'm pretty sure that I have. One thing that I've learned, so it's never been hard for me to make friends. Mm-hmm. I don't think I really thought about that.
No, it's not hard for you at all.
So, and most of my friendships has like a lot of longevity to them. Even like elementary through mm-hmm. high school, I had the same friends, still talk to a lot of them.
Yeah.
College, I have the same set group of friends. Mm-hmm. And then being a sorority makes it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. I think people are just drawn to my energy or my personality. Mm-hmm. But usually a lot of times if I'm shooting my shot with a friend, especially now at this age, I think it has happened through like social media and Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot. That's like my favorite app. And so people who are friends, people that I'm like mutual friends will end up like starting conversations, or I'll see them on my timeline a lot.
Yeah.
We'll like the same things. We'll maybe see each other out in like a, like vacation or anything like that. And then that's how we end up talking. So it's never really been, I just start talking to people, like men, women, I don't know. I just start talking.
It's very difficult for me. Like, I have shot my shot before. It didn't really go anywhere. I still haven't heard from her. But I don't know. I can be socially awkward in that sense just because I'm an introvert. And so it's like if I don't already know you some type of way, it's very difficult for me to, like, engage with you. You know, like, I can go to, like, a gathering or something and just sit in the corner and not talk to any fucking body. Like, that's just how I am. It doesn't mean I'm not enjoying myself or having fun, but I can just be very introverted like that. So, I don't know. It's hard for me to make new friends, I would say, but I keep, you know, generally my same friends around, but it's hard to even engage with my same friends just for that same reason. But I don't know. I really have no clue how to make friends as an adult other than just meeting other people. We have mutual friends or meeting people at work. You know, everybody got like their work friends and, you know, sometimes they could become like your outside of work friends. And so that's generally how I usually do it.
Okay. So like for me, like, I didn't make a lot of friends in high school, so I didn't, like, go into college with, like, high school friends. There are a few people that I kind of talk to now, but we're not close like that as we were before. So I feel like I made a lot of my friends, or met a lot of my friends while I was in college. And so we're still good friends now. But, like, after college, I think that making friends is something that I wanted to do, but just a lot of things, like, you know, I got school going on, which, I mean, I'm able to meet some friends at school. But I feel like it's one of those things that, like, I want to do, but I don't really put in the effort to actually do it because I kind of think, like, well, are people even wanting to make friends right now? Just because I feel like some people are like, okay, these are my friends and these are friends that I have, and I'm not really interested in, like, reaching like out to other people. Right. So I think that's one thing that, I mean, maybe other people struggle with, but I know that's one thing that I've struggled with, is kind of, like, putting myself out there to, you know, try to meet other people. So just some ways that I think that you can put yourself out there to meet other people is, like Tyra said, kind of doing it via social media. And so I actually saw the post about, like, a girl, like, shooting her shot over social media, and, like, that's how they became friends. So, I mean, I would say, I mean, it may not work with some people, but with some people it may work because they may be in the same position that you're in and you're wanting to, you know, wanting to meet new people. Or I know a lot of people who come to Indianapolis and they're not from here and they don't know anyone. I feel like I attract those people. Like a lot of people that are not from Indianapolis. And I kind of become friends with, and I guess I just want to be able to, like, show them Indianapolis. And, like, kind of give them, I don't know, I guess a different feel, because I feel like a lot of people in Indianapolis talk about how the there's stuff. That, or it's not stuff to do, but when you have new people come into the city, they're kind of open and they're wanting to, you know, have those connections with people. And so you just have to have the mindset of just being willing to do it. Like, you can't say, okay, well, you know, these are my people and I'm good, or, you know, so something like that. Which is okay if you do, but it's like, if it's like, if you're wanting to create these relationships, you can't be stuck or stubborn about it. And then also just
you just gave me like an epiphany kind of. Like, I've had people that now I think that they were trying to shoot their shot with me, and I was just thinking that they were being weird.
Oh my God. They probably were.
Like, people who I might talk to on social, like, they automatically just thought that we were friends, and I was like, no, like, I just talked to you on social. Like, what is this? Like, and, like, they just think we're more friends than we are. And so now I think they might have been shooting their shot, and I was like, oh, she being a weirdo. Like, stay away from me.
Damn, you know, I mean, that's funny because I never really thought about that. Yeah. Because, I mean, I've had, like, people inbox me, too. And most of the time, sometimes it's somebody trying to sell something. And so I don't even go further than that. And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to buy whatever they're trying to sell. But I think, like, you have to think about, like, what type of... I mean, most people are the same people on social media and off social media, but some people aren't. So it's like the person on social media, you may attract these certain people.
Yeah.
And so they want to be involved, whatever it is that you have going on. But I never really thought about it that way.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I thought they just wanted something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But I mean, there are some people who are, you know, they just want something from you.
Yeah.
And you just have to be able to...
I'll be nicer to people. Because I definitely... never thought about it that way.
I think I can see a lot of people wanting to try to be your friend. Right. But not in like a bad way.
Oh.
Not in a bad way.
I will carry on because I need more friends.
So also going to places where there are other people who are like, if you're looking for people like certain color or certain age, like going to those places that would have those people, mm-hmm. and just kind of just being open about it, you know, and just being able to find places or people who share some of the same experiences as you. And then also back to social media, join Facebook groups. There are a lot of different groups, like in the city, or it might be like a national level that you can join, and kind of just connect with people there. Cause I feel like there's always a situation where there's someone like you who are wanting to connect with people, and they may not really know how to do it, and they don't want to come off as weird. Like, well, we're just two weird people.
Yeah.
So I think just putting yourself in situations that will allow for a friendship to actually happen.
That's like those Slack groups that have popped up, and I was like, I gotta go. Like, I got out of them, but I did notice, like, I started seeing, like, different people hanging together. I'm like, how in the hell did they become friends? Like, where did that come from? And it was from those Slack groups, and, like, they've taken trips and
stuff.
From
what kind of groups?
Slack.
Slack, oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, they've taken trips and done all this stuff because they met in Slack and hit it off, and yeah.
Also, if you go to, like, I think I've noticed more of these type of events just because of this is our community, like, dealing with she, but there are a lot of Black girl type events in your city or something like that, and you should go to them, and, you know, then, because most of the people go to, like, the same type of events, or you see them a lot, like, I've seen, like, sometimes the same people at our she events. People can come become friends from there. There's people who have, like, formed a group me, or, like, they had, like, a group message from our events. So I think going to, like, those different types of events that spark your interest.
Definitely.
Yeah, you can find friends there.
Yeah. And some people, like, me being an introvert, those types of events are really good for me because usually people are there specifically to meet people and to connect and stuff. And so I may not be going up to them, but they're going to come up to me and be like, hey, like, what's your name? Da, da, da. Friend me on Facebook. Da, da, da. And so now I'm keeping up with new people because, you know, they're reaching out. So,
yeah. And I think also be willing to, like, meet people that are different from you. You know, you might have a set or expectations for what kind of friends that you want to have, but maybe trying to meet someone outside of those expectations to see if, you know, a certain friendship can be made.
Nice.
So, yeah. Does anyone have any other thoughts about shooting your shot?
No, ma'am. I needed all the shoot the shot tips.
Okay.
Goes down in the DM. Find a friend.
It goes down in the DM.
It does.
DM you be a sliding friend. In people DMs, Tyra.
Yeah. You know what is crazy? Most of the DMs I have are from girls, not from guys. That's not funny. Like that. But it literally just will just be conversations. Yeah. Literally.
That's cool. So,
yes. Guys don't slide in my DMs. They don't. Now watch, I'm gonna say that it's a bunch of creeps.
She's gonna get a whole bunch
of DMs. No, they really don't. You know what, this is totally off subject, but somebody told me that a lot of men don't slide in my DMs because they see me as the homie. Which I can totally see that, but I don't want to be everybody's homie.
Right,
so this is not an invitation either.
Oh my gosh,
so don't
slide in our DMs, please. She's at Tyra Banks.
That is not my name.
Damn. That was her name for a long time. That's not my what name. Is it now? Let me go find it. It's I'll let you
at
know.
Banks Like Tyra.
There we go. Yep, I knew it was Banks in there.
Yes. Banks like Tyra.
Yeah, go find her. She on all the networks.
Okay. Okay, don't do this.
Girls and guys alike. She need friends in the DM.
Okay. All right, sister.
Well, thanks for those tips, Jen.
You're welcome.
Tyra.
All right. This week for our Be Well segment, we are going to talk about having houseplants. So I try to always have this motto of having something living in my apartment other than myself. Mm. I tried a pet and that did not work at all. Yes, I tried a pet. Shout out to Harlem.
Oh, baby Harlem. He's a big boy.
He is, yeah. But no, that life is not for me. I would like for that life to be for me. But with my work schedule and being single, it doesn't work out.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah. It does not work
out. Shout out to Coco, too.
Yeah.
So, if you can't do plants, I don't want fish. I need something that will interact with me. Yeah. Like, you know, I need something. So, if you can't do that, I'm too old to have a hamster and a turtle.
I was about to say, my sister just got the kids a turtle. And, like, he was, like, talking to me.
Okay. I'm too old to have a turtle. You know, if you can't do the pets, then a good alternative is plants. I imagine like having greenery everywhere in my apartment. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that just sounds so good to me. I just like the idea. My friends are very skeptical because they think that I will let them die.
I was going to say. Goodness.
Wow, you
no,
too?
You. I think you could do it. Me and another, I do not have a green thumb. Like, and I tried to get a new plant recently. Like, I got a whole bunch of succulents. I got those because they don't look like they die.
Right.
They're dying. And so, like, I don't know.
Yes. I was going to say start with the succulent.
It's dying. Oh no!
Well, you have light and watering it, and like I don't know, I've never had one.
Forget it's there.
Well, that's the problem.
Why. Yeah, you can't forget it's there.
And they don't.
I want to get plants.
Do they need sun? They don't need sun. They're succulents. Aren't they supposed to like live?
Like do their own thing?
Yeah.
I don't know that much about succulents.
I thought they were like desert plants.
Probably yes. I
had to look it up.
But you have a pet and a child and a husband, so you have lots of living things.
I need different things.
Okay. Well, sister.
Give us some more.
Yes. Okay. So, let me tell you why you should have plants. If you don't have plants, this is why you should have them. One, they're natural humidifiers. They refresh the air. They release the moisture. They do help with allergies since they, like, purify the air. Mm. They decrease, like, carbon dioxide levels, and they increase oxygen flow, so they're good for that type of thing. Lots of plants have healing power, so, like, the aloe vera plant, really good for your skin, your hair.
Yeah, snap things open.
Yes. Jasmine helps with, like, cramps and stress. Basil is good for like stomach and sinus pains and stuff like that. So there's lots of plants that help with healing. They are relaxing, and they are the best plants to help with like distressing and anxiety are again aloe vera, English ivy, peace lily, a bamboo palm,
a peace lily.
Yeah,
let's look that one up.
And an English ivy. I don't know what an English ivy is. Or a snake plant. I don't think I want anything that says snake in my house. But, you know, I'm interested in researching what it is. And then, of course, they, like, look good in your home. Mm-hmm. If you want to renovate, shake up the space.
Yeah.
Get creative.
I think people that have plants in their home, like, their space just looks so fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks
homey.
Yeah. Like, a good feeling. Like, oh. Like, I'm connected to the earth. Yeah.
Yes, it just feels peaceful. I want because my patio is screened in, so I want, like, plants everywhere. Mm-hmm. I want pillows.
Yeah.
I have a hookah, so I'm going to put that out there when it's warm, you know. Just vibe and zen out. But, yeah, I would like plants. And at least, like, every part of my home. Mm-hmm. Like every room have something different. Yeah. Yeah. My grandparents have had like lots of plants in their house, like everywhere. These plants
a lot. Yeah.
I just killed my mom's.
They water them and you killed what? Your mom's?
Mums.
What is a mum?
They're like fall plants.
Did you kill these plants? Like, how did you kill them? Like, were you not doing, like, watering them? Or, like, were you doing everything that you thought that you could and it just died?
Were you talking to them? You're supposed to talk to plants.
They sit outside. They were just going to do their own thing.
You know, everything is not for everybody. You just may be a good, like,
plant mom, or doggy mom, plant mom, plants just might not be for you to survive on their own, because I have too many other kids to think about, and so
I can see you with like a food garden though.
No, would die too. It would have insects. I'm not a big dirt person, so it's that like, is very true. I have to have like plants, like in a pot, and I'll do stuff with them, but I forgot that they were out there. I thought they were just gonna live, and they didn't. I didn't water them.
I can't. That's probably why. That's probably why they died.
You gotta talk to them.
I'm gonna look up some plants that don't need a lot of water.
Yes, start there. I was gonna say, start with some succulents. Not you. This is for the people.
Okay.
Start with some succulents, some like dry plants. Do like some seasonal plants. You know, it's almost Christmas time, so like the poinsettias.
Oh, I hate those things.
My grandma used to put them up everywhere.
They never die. Now, that's the plant that doesn't die.
Yeah, poinsettias. Yeah. No, they don't. Start there.
They live for like
You don't like them?
No, let me tell you why.
Pretty.
My job, one of my old jobs, used to give them out like as gifts, like during some Christmas party or something. And so there was a poinsettia that kept popping up in the lunchroom. And like, we always ate lunch in there and it was always in the way. And so we were moving and we're like, whose plant is this? Mm-hmm. And so we called ourselves getting rid of it. Like we put it in another part of the building and somebody left a note and said, hey, where's my poinsettia? Like, it belongs in this lounge. Whoever took it needs to bring it back.
Oh my God.
So we're like, are you kidding me? Like, you don't work in this lounge. Why is it this poinsettia at your desk? And so we had to bring it back. And we left a note like, can you please put this like at your desk if you want it?
Did you find out who it was?
No. And if we ever moved it, it was always back in the same place the next day.
That's creepy,
and it lived
kind of.
For months. Like, it was like April and this fucking poinsettia was still in the lounge. So
okay,
like,
they're not spring plants. I think they're like Christmas time plants. I associate them with Christmas time.
Yeah, they don't die though.
Poinsettias. You won't catch a poinsettia in my house though. You won't.
I like them.
Get some.
Yeah, I mean, I like green. What about flowers? Yeah,
I love flowers.
I like flowers. I just wish they last longer.
I know.
I wish they lived longer.
I live a few days.
Yeah, but they're pretty.
I keep googling ways to keep them alive and found all these sugar mix. I don't even buy sugar. So I'm like, that's dead. Like, I can't even bring it back to life. So,
yeah.
I'm going to just have to, like, put in the budget to buy myself flowers every week.
Yeah, they look nice.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would buy me flowers.
Same.
But, you know. Can't win them all. It would be nice. Somebody did buy. There's been two times somebody has bought me flowers.
Yeah.
But the one time is because I said something and then they went and did it. And like, that doesn't make it that special.
Guys don't understand that we don't like that either.
And then the second time somebody bought me flowers, it actually was very genuine. It was like my first day by myself getting my first nursing job.
No.
And they bought me these flowers. And I was like, ew, I'm about to break up with you in like a week though, bro.
Oh,
so.
No. It's terrible.
I mean, I really didn't end up breaking up with him the next week.
It was terrible.
The thought was nice. So, you know.
Poor guy.
If you want to slide in my DMs
and
buy me flowers.
They're not going to do that. Just for me. She can break up with me next week after I get the flowers.
It wasn't the flowers. It was him. But the gesture was it was sweet. But no.
He probably knew what was coming. That's why he got you them flowers.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably pissed me off.
He's way back.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
Did not work. See, go buy plants. If you have plants, hit us up. to just how to keep them alive.
Yeah. Like, I need to buy one. I've been telling myself I want to buy plants, but I never do. But I need to make it a thing to go out and buy at least one.
Yeah.
I was at my aunt's house last weekend, and she has, like, in the corner of her house in the living room, like, it gotta be like 8 plants. And they're like big ass plants. Mm-hmm. Like the ones, she got them on this vine and she has like the sticks and they're all growing. Uh-huh. She's like, I've had them for like years. And I'm like, what?
My grandparents, they had the same, I mean, all my childhood.
Like all these older people, yeah. Know like what to do. We just don't know.
No, we don't. No, I need like a big feed me Seymour plant in my house. Need one of those.
I'm gonna eat you.
No, I don't need it to come alive. I just want it to be big and obnoxious.
Yeah.
Funny.
Thanks, guys.
I'm just gonna pay someone to come do it. That's honestly this. That's what I want. Like, I want to be able to just landscape the front of my house, have people come and do it. Because I want, like, rose bushes. And I will probably never water these things, but I need people to come and, like, do maintenance. But I think they're nice to look at.
I'm sure someone would do that.
If I paid them. Yeah. So.
But by you doing it yourself, you might feel, you know, like relieved. Like, and might feel, okay.
Right. When she said that, I was like, oh, yeah. Do you know her?
If so, I see a bug, like, it's done. A bug gets on me, a spider, like, it's
so
done.
You don't like being outside, like, with fly. Okay.
No, she's
yeah,
like,
I can.
No,
she's. Are you allergic to grass?
I am.
Okay.
So I can't even be out there that long. I'd be itching. I'd be red. All red.
You know, she doesn't like things. She's like kind of OCD. She has hand sanitizer in all the corners of her house. She does. She
I
does.
Really do.
I know. That's why I said that.
Every bag, there's a hand sanitizer.
Yeah, she's like hand sanitizer stations, like a hospital.
Life. Got all the antibacterial soap. Like, we play no games, okay?
Okay. Well, never mind.
Like, so. Last tip I'm gonna add on, get you somebody to do it for you. You can't do it, get someone to come do it for you, because as long as you get it done, as long as you have it, you'll feel better.
Facts.
So that's what I'm gonna do. Cool. Well, thanks, Ty.
Yay.
Okay, so now we're gonna transition into our BU segment for this episode. So today we're going to talk about preparing for your glow up. So I know that that can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. But as we said, like in our last episode, just getting yourself prepared for the new year. Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what you want your glow up to look like. Mm-hmm. You know, what are some things that you're working on to make sure that your glow up happens? So first I want us to talk about, like, what does it mean to glow up? So it's pretty much like starting from the bottom and like blossoming into something that you, into who you want to be. Mm-hmm. It's also just like, you know, the energy that you give off, you know, when you walk into the room, you know, what kind of people that, you know, but people who are attracted to you, not necessarily in like a sexual way, but just the people that you, who are attracted to the energy that you give off. And also just the things that you are and aren't willing to accept anymore. So it's like this transformation of, you know, who you are now to who you want to be in the future. So I want you all to think about, have you thought about working on your glow up, and what are you doing currently to prepare for it? Y'all.
I mean, I feel like weight loss is always on my freaking glow up list. You know, one day I'm going to lose all the weight I need to lose, and then this will get off my damn list. But, like, that's, like, always on my list. So that's a part of my glow up. And now I'm trying to, you know, transition into, you know, I've been through the whole, oh, well, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. And that's true. It is about being healthy. But now I'm more so, like, I want to look good in what I'm wearing, and I want to be confident in what I'm wearing, and I feel like I need to be a different size to kind of feel that way. And so now for me, it's more about that. And so just making sure that I'm paying attention to what I'm eating, and I'm making sure I'm making time to go to the gym and do my workouts or walk my dog and do all those things that just kind of help me keep going towards that. So that's one thing.
Okay. What about you, Tyra?
I think that I'm pretty much glowed up. No, I'm just kidding.
I heard that. I mean, these losses are long. Her hair is flourishing.
Oh, my hair is driving me crazy.
Her ponytail's so long.
But yeah, definitely. I think my hair was like one of the things. Yeah. Like, I don't know. My hair was definitely a part of it. And then I think I could just tell, I don't know. It's something about like feeling better about yourself, like just feeling good and overall. I think I could tell based off like my style. I think I've always had the same style, but you could just tell more how individualized it has become, or like eccentric it has become. And that lets me know that, you know, I'm kind of getting there. Now I'm trying to work on like the inside stuff. Make me feel glowed up, you know?
I think something else for me is probably, I don't know. I want to feel more like an adult.
Yes.
I mean, I know that I'm adult. I'm an adult and I feel like one. But like when I look at other adults, I'm like, I don't look like that.
No, for real. Like, for real. That's funny. I was just talking to Lexi the other day, and I was like, you know what? I need to start acting like I'm grown, because I'm like, I don't feel like it. I don't look like it. Like, what is going on in my life right
for
now?
Like, no, for real.
Like, I am grown, but I don't act like, well, not that I don't act like, but I'm not doing grown things.
Yes. I was going to say, I'm stepping into like my womanly, like whatever that is. What does that look like? Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm going to look the same. Yeah. I'm going to still be a small person, but like, what does that look like, you know? What does that look like? Because it really does not involve me, like, wearing heels. That's not me. It's not my thing.
No.
I don't know. But I don't know what that is. But, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Some women, like, I'm like, oh, my God, like, you're like a woman.
Yeah.
Like, you just look
You a woman, woman.
Put together.
What are our pro fights?
And you smell nice.
Ashley T, shout out to her. That is like
She's my idea of a woman.
Like, she looks very womanly, and I just don't look like
Shayla
that.
Shayla looks very womanly. And I'm I have to keep my hair appointments. It's like, that's probably a thing.
Because I'm way too comfortable looking like I don't love myself in public. Like,
for real. Like, it's just like, I'm like,
I'm too good at looking like I'm homeless.
I will throw on sweats. Yeah. Like, it's nothing. Yeah. And some women just don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm right there. I feel I'm just on the struggle bus, and it's just so many things are happening in my life. But I feel like recently, the working towards my glow up has happened. Like, I feel like, you know, I had an epiphany, and I'm just like, okay, Jennifer, you need to get it together, you know. And so I feel like that, I guess, just knowing, okay, this is what I want to do has happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm ready and I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm. So, I have money. Like,
financial freedom.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more.
A little bit more. Like, I mean, I'm making more money than I was last year. Praise the Lord. Definitely making more money. But, you know, it doesn't really feel like it, because I have all these things that I'm paying for. And so right now I'm just, you know, I'm trying to be an adult in that sense of not letting those things linger for such a long time. Like, just pay it off. Just pay it off. Like, just get it away. And you won't have to worry about it anymore. So I've been doing that, like, for the past few months. So hopefully by, like, the middle of next year, I will be in a completely different place financially.
And that's how I feel about saving. I need my savings account to be flat. Like, and it's not. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. It's not. And it's just me. And I don't understand, but like,
It's too easy, and it's still not.
So it's three, but it's three of y'all, and plus the dog.
Yes, and they're expensive.
Yeah, all those things. Ooh, her dog is on medicine. We ain't gonna get to that.
But and he goes to doggy hotels, and he's bougie, so you gotta have a suite with a TV. Like that shit costs.
Ooh, then y'all have daycare. Yes. Oh,
then we have daycare.
Y'all, I about passed out when she told me how much she pays for daycare.
Like. Let me tell you, let me blow your mind again, okay?
No.
Let me blow your mind again. Annually, it would be 18 grand. Oh, 18 my goodness. Grand.
You pay like...
That's more than some people's college tuition.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's almost my 2-year college tuition. Yeah. Like...
For his daycare. 18 grand. Not kidding you.
That's a lot, and it's like, if you can afford it, if you can afford it, do it, because he's in a state, well, we talking about babies now, those stages where it's important, where it matters, so it's like, and I think if I had kids, if I had the money, I would be willing to pay that.
For sure.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know, and I keep telling myself that. Every time I look at how my savings account could be better and how, you know, my pockets could be better, you know, I think about that's a part of being a parent is, no, I feel like he needs those things. Some people will argue with me, Heffa, you do not pay that much for daycare.
No.
You might not have to, but for me, you know, I have a certain level of standards as to where I want him to be and what type of help I need as a parent. And if they can give me that and I got to pay that cost, like, that's just what it is. And also, it's temporary. Like, he's not going to be in daycare forever. I think that's what motivates me, too. Like, he's going to move on. He's going to go to pre-K. Like, he's going to go to school. And so, this isn't, like, a long-term situation. That's why I was like, this other baby has to come. Mm-hmm. Because that's how people be spending this money for, like, 10 years. Because they babies be so spaced that I will not pay this for that long. Like, no. So, glowing my pockets up some type of way.
Well, okay. I mean, just thinking of, okay, well, we ain't gonna get into that. not this episode. Okay. So, here are some ways that you can prepare for your glow up. Do today what your future self will thank you for. And that's like a quote that I really like live by. Especially when I'm telling myself, okay, I'm not gonna go, I shouldn't go to the gym today, or I got other stuff to do. But it's like, you know, the steps, the things that you're doing today is what is gonna get you, you know, to the end of that road.
Yeah.
So do those things. Those things are important. I mean, you can't just expect, you know, 2 years from now, if you're not putting in the work, for you to lose all this weight or have the job that you want to have, if you're not doing the things that you can, you know, along the way. So those small steps is what really matters and what will help you get to that glow up that you're wanting. Don't wait for it to happen to you. Don't just sit and wait and think that, oh, well, you know, at some point I'll have my glow up. Everybody does. Mm-hmm. No, it's something that you have to put in the time and the effort to actually get to that point. And so you have to think about, like, what are some things that you're doing besides just sitting there thinking about, or what are you doing besides just sitting in the desire of the want to have that glow up? Because I know, I've done it before, you know, oh, I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to do that, but I'm not really doing what I know I should be doing to actually get there. And so I just find myself in this cycle of, I want to do this, it's another year, oh, I should do this last year, I'm gonna do this year, and it just keeps going. It's like, at some point you have to break that cycle and just say, I'm gonna do it, in order for you to actually see the results that you're trying to get to. And then you also have to think about, you know, what type of space are you preparing for it to actually happen. You know, are you creating a space for that glow up to come to you? Are you breaking the, are you ending, you know, relationships, or whether it's like a job or whatever it is, are you ending those negative things in your life in order for the positive things to actually come to you? Another thing that you need to do is invest in a relationship that you have with yourself first. And when I think about that, I think about specifically like a relationship. and I know I've done this myself too, like I would just get into relationships and not really being completely prepared for it, mm-hmm. Just because it was something that I wanted at that time. And so now I'm taking time out to, not saying, oh, well, everything that I do is going to be for me to be in a relationship, but mm-hmm. if a relationship is something that I desire, I want to make sure that I have everything, or I'm bringing to the table whatever that person is going to bring, and that I feel like, okay, well, I'm complete first before trying to bring somebody else into my life to complete those things for me.
Yeah.
And then also think about the places that you would like to go and visit. You know, you want to start experiencing new things. And then lastly, just be willing to be curious. So start teaching yourself things that you don't know. It's hard for you to try to think about like new ideas, or if it's like, if you're wanting to be creative, it's hard for you to do that if you're not, you know, getting new knowledge. If you're just sitting on the same things that you know, how can you generate those new ideas? And then you want to be ready when the opportunities do happen, and when those doors do open for you. And so, like I said, you don't want to just be sitting there just saying, okay, well, this is something that I want to happen, because sometimes things do happen to people and, you know, those doors do open and they're not ready. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you can't be ready for something if you didn't prepare for it.
Yeah.
So start getting ready for those things, so when it does happen, it'll be an easy transition to the things that you want to do. And then... also, don't be, like, whenever it does happen, don't be surprised. You want to be ready for it. Mm-hmm. And so your glow up shouldn't be something that, oh, I didn't expect this to happen. It should be something that, oh, I knew it was going to happen because I did X, Y, and Z for it to happen. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. just prepare yourself for when it does happen. So, yeah. So that pretty much ties up preparing for your glow up. If there's some things that you're working on, or some things that you've done, if you felt like you've reached your glow up, yeah, please feel free to share it with us.
Yes. What were your tips and tricks? How did you know you've gotten there?
Yeah. How did you keep track of it? Mm-hmm. Like, some people have to, I can kind of be that way too. Like, have to track to make sure I'm staying on track and all that type of stuff. And if I get off track, like figuring out how to get back on and just all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good tips. Please blog about this.
Okay. I will.
Okay. So to keep that going, like as we're preparing for the new year, I think that it's very, you know, necessary to kind of get over some things and kind of let go of baggage from the year. And one way to do that is just really to practice forgiveness. And for everyone, that means something, you know, that means something different, and that looks a lot different to different people. So when people do you wrong, you know, just trying to understand how you get over that as a person. Whether it's with dating, mm-hmm. whether it's with, you know, in a relationship or friendship or family, like all of the above, like all of forgiveness can be hard, like in all of those different situations. So I just want to ask, like, how do you all kind of get over things?
I don't. No, I'm just kidding.
Some people don't. Some people carry things like for a long time. Mm-hmm. Year. Yeah.
Yeah. There was something I think I carried for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Like years. And it definitely bothered me more carrying it than either the actual situation that happened or it did nothing for them because they didn't even have any idea I had a problem with this. Yeah. So I definitely have to pray about it and realize that on the other side of forgiveness, I would be better. So it's definitely something that I have to like talk through of like, why do I feel like I do a lot of like self-awareness and letting myself feel the feelings and then figure out like why I feel that way. And
yeah,
definitely have to just keep praying hard about it a lot.
I'm a work in progress because, and I mean, I don't know what it is about this year, but it just seems like a lot of things have just been coming to me this year. And I mean, there's things that I have not forgave for like, you know, like a whole lifetime of things, but it's things that I'm realizing, okay, well, I'm not, choosing to forgive for them, but choosing to forgive for myself so mm-hmm. I can move on. Mm-hmm. Because it got to a point where I was like dealing with situations and I just felt like there was like a blockage, like a physical blockage in me. And so I was like, okay, I don't want to continue to feel like this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think that it is very important for you to forgive, not for the other person, but just for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that it can be hard, but I think when you get to a point where you realize that it's something that you need to do, you'll just know. And sometimes it may take longer for others. Like I said, I was dealing with something from, you know, childhood that I needed to forgive, which I'm kind of working on doing just so I can kind of move forward and not hold that grudge against the person in particular.
Yeah. Damn. What do you feel like is the hardest thing about forgiveness?
I think the hardest thing to understand is that letting go doesn't make your how you feel like not valid, or it doesn't make like what they did less bad. Like, you know, like it doesn't mean that what they did was right or that, you know, you don't have a right to be upset or you don't have a right to be hurt. And I think that's the heart that letting go or you know what you did wasn't as bad. I think that's what, or if I forgive you then that means it now it's okay, like what you did is okay, and that's not it at all. Like I think that's the hardest part though.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that if I forgive that means that I'm okay with it. And I feel like forgiving is almost like you want to be mad. You know, you you want to. It's just like, I deserve. I have the right to be mad about this.
Right.
So it's like, I want this person to know, okay, you wrong. I have the right to be mad. And I think just, I think accepting that it's okay to forgive but still be upset about it, but not like, you know, hold those feelings is hard.
I think for me, things that I've carried for like a really long time was, and it was harder for me to forgive people was because it was very difficult for me to move on without that acknowledgement.
Yes. Mm. That's the thing too. Like, I need you to like acknowledge that what you did is wrong.
Yeah.
And that is very, there are people who I like have cut off for various reasons, but we never had that conversation where I understand that you know that what you did is wrong.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like I need to know you were wrong. I also need you to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone doesn't apologize. Mm-hmm. So if you hold on to something waiting on an apology, like that can be baggage for a really long time.
Yeah.
And I've held like baggage for years too, because I'm like, no, like I need them to understand and I need them to say sorry. And to this day, I still haven't gotten that from a lot of people, and I just had to get over it.
You see, for me, like if somebody does something wrong to me and it's to a point where like, I can't forgive you, then I'm just cutting you out of my life completely. And I feel like if I'm going to forgive somebody, I'm saying, okay, well, it's okay for them to be back in my life. And it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how that would, I don't know what forgiveness would look like for me. And it's like, I feel like me not forgiving makes me feel better. So I don't know. I guess I'm just scared to look, I'm just scared to know what it would look like if I forgave them. Like, would I want to try to be, you know, want them in my life, or would I still say no? Like, I'm good.
So you're scared of like the aftermath of forgiveness.
Yeah. Like I'm okay with it just being, okay, I'm not talking to you. That's just what it is.
I think there's an acceptance part of that. Like there's, because depending on the situation, it's almost like, okay, well, I have to accept that that's maybe who that person is, or that just may be like how they operate. And just because that's who they are and that's how they operate, that doesn't mean that I have to have them in my life operating and being that way.
Yeah.
But that's also your choice. Like that could just be the part of them that you just don't like, and you know how to separate that. Like I have a family member, I have a few honestly, and it's like, okay, every time I'm hurt by this person, it's the same thing. Like it's for the same reason over and over.
You see,
and
it's just so it's so hard for me because I'm just so quick to I mean, maybe because like, I mean, me and my family were not that close, so it's just like it's so easy for me to cut people off and just I'm done. Like it's like that's not healthy all the time. So it's just like, I don't know. It's just hard for me to, like, if it's somebody that I don't like, it's just hard for me to keep talking to them. Mm-hmm. If it's something about you that I just really don't like. And if you hurt me, like, if you hurt me, like, I don't feel like you should have the opportunity to be in my life. Yeah. Which is not always healthy.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that it depends. I think that it depends on you and if you want that person in your life. Like, you have to have those boundaries and you have to kind of say, okay, like, you can be around or I want you to be around, but to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I have certain people I'm like, I just don't expect shit from you. Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell me, you know, oh, I'm going to do this for you or I'm going to be here for this and I'm going to be here for you in this way. And I know that that's not your MO. Like, you're not going to be. So I just don't expect it. And so then, therefore, I won't get hurt. Mm-hmm. So it's like almost sometimes you have to forgive them for their previous things, especially if it's like a reoccurring offense, and prevent it from the future.
Yeah. Just and by not that's what keeps expecting you in a lot. Yeah.
That's what kind of can keep you in a healthy space. Mm-hmm. If you want the person to still be around.
Yeah.
Like if it's like a mom, a dad, a brother. Yeah.
I just, something you said, like, put a light bulb in my head. I think another hard part about forgiveness is like the guilt attached to I know that you were a bad person and you did something to me and so now I feel like I'm being hard on myself because I should have known you were gonna do, you know what I'm saying, and this could have prevented if I didn't have you in my life or if we weren't cool, or, you know, like, I think that part too is like that self-guilt thing, because I knew you were gonna do something. I should have expected.
I should have expected,
because you are just a shitty person, like, you know, like,
or you just do shitty things. I think that sometimes people, you know, may have good intentions, and just how they are and who they are, it just doesn't flow out that way.
It's just so hard for me to wrap my mind around that. Me because too. It's like, how can you just be a shitty ass person? Like, I just don't, I don't know. It's just hard for me to wrap my mind around that because I know how considerate I am, you know, to other people and just who I am. And so, I mean, I know everybody is not like me, you know, or everybody doesn't have to be like me. But if I'm going to be talking to you, if you're not giving me the treatment that I'm giving you, then it's hard for me to, I don't know. People, it's just hard for me to accept certain things.
Well, that's one of my, I'm going to give you guys some tips, of course, because it wouldn't be shenanigans unless we left you with something on what to do with this. But one of mine is, you know, try to consider the other person. And that can be very difficult when you're trying to forgive for something, you know, that someone did to you. You know, you still have to consider the other person at the same time. That's a part of forgiveness, because a lot of times people are doing things because either they've been wrong, then they've been hurt, or they just aren't there yet. Like, some people just are not there yet to be the type of person that you need them to be in whatever space that may be. And you have to forgive them for not being there.
Yes, when I think about, like, the top worst things people have done to me, I can look back. I know their life well enough to know why they are toxic, why they do dysfunctional things, why they can't have a proper relationship with me or proper friendship with me because of whatever happened in their life. That doesn't mean that what you did was right, but I know where it comes from.
Right.
And that kind of, I think it kind of aids a little bit in being able to forgive them. Like I said, it's still
like, it's make your fault because you did whatever. But
I see where it comes from. Jenny said
Jenny's
no.
not, and that's okay.
It's okay.
No, it took me a while. Well, I mean, I just no. I mean, I can understand, but I'm just real, like, black and white when it comes to continue to talk to somebody that's done wrong. Because in order for me to stop talking to you, you must have done something really bad.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I've given you chance after chance, and it's like, I'm just not willing to continue to put myself in those situations. So I'm cutting you out. If I see you, I'm acting like I don't know you. So I mean, that's, I mean, I know sometimes that's not good, but
yeah, but sometimes it is, sometimes it's healthy.
Yeah, sometimes you do need,
I mean,
to,
I feel
that.
Like I have not exiled anyone out of my life that didn't need to be out of my
life, and I don't think that just because you exile someone you haven't forgiven them, I don't think that those things are the same thing.
Yeah,
I think that you can still forgive someone and choose not to have them in your life at the same time. I think that those are two separate actions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but the people that I have, I haven't. I mean, I think them. I'm like, okay, it is what it is. I'm not worried about you no more. So mm-hmm. I don't really know if I've forgiven them. It's just one of those things that, okay, well, you're not important to me anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm just not going to worry about it. The situation doesn't matter.
Well, that's a good thing to think about. How mm-hmm. do you know that you've forgiven?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you think back to those things, does it still make you upset? Does it still make you emotional? Like, you know, do you still react to them? Or if you saw them, what does it feel like when you see them? Does your stomach ache? Do you get irritable? Do you get agitated? Do you get angry?
So if you experience all those things, then you
have not forgiven yet. You are not over it yet.
Okay. It's good to know.
So it might be good to identify, though, you know, to identify that and know, like, okay, yeah. Like, I'm still not over that. Like, every time I think about blah, 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 like, I'm pissed off or, you know, whatever. And spend some time with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here are my tips. I'll give them to you. So my tips for learning how to forgive and to be in a forgiving space is, A, you need to make the decision to do it. Like, it's not just going to happen. Like, the time isn't just gonna go. Like, you talked about with your glow up tips. Like, you're not just gonna magically glow up one day. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to take your own personal steps to forgive. And first, you have to make the decision to do it. Like, identify that you want to do it. Think about it. Spend time with it. And I'll tell you what to how you're mm-hmm. gonna do that. Confront your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't say, oh, I don't feel nothing about that. Like, a lot of people I know, like, really blow it off. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm over it, or mm-hmm. I don't think about it. No, you're not just over it. You can't just not think about it. Like, confront how you feel. Mm-hmm. And also try to acknowledge why you feel that way. Like, was it specifically what this person did? Was it, oh, because you expected something else? Mm-hmm. You know, what plays a part in those feelings? Like, sometimes it's not just the action, it's the person and all of that. Mm-hmm. So make sure you confront your feelings. It's a hard one. Take responsibility for your part.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to. I don't want to do it. Because I ain't wrong.
You may not be wrong.
No, I understand.
But everyone plays a part in everything that happens to them. Mm. And
I mean, not all the time, because some people are just, no, I'm just playing. No, you're right.
It definitely depends.
You're right,
situation.
Because at some point you have the, you can make the decision to not to continue to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mm-hmm. you're right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So take. Mm. Or you've made a decision to ignore signs, or mm-hmm. you've made a decision to, you know, not get help or not speak out. And that's different for, you know, that's more difficult for everyone. And, you know, that takes more time. But they're all different roles of responsibility. And so they have responsibility for their actions, and you may have responsibility for your response or, you know, whatever it might be. So take responsibility for your part. Don't worry about being right.
Because that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
You see, it's not that I, wait a minute. Most of the time I was always right. It's just the fact that I wanted to be understood.
Yes.
Because I would always go into the situation not trying to be right, but trying to be understanding of whatever they were saying. So my main thing is I just wanted to be understood throughout it all.
Okay. Yes. Totally, totally understand that. I think that we can just fall into the trap of arguing about what's right and what's not right. You know, when we just keep going back and forth. I think a good rule of thumb when you're in confrontation or arguing with someone is just to make sure that you're not arguing with the person, but that you're arguing about the issue. Is a big piece of that. Like, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at this situation.
That is like next level, like maturity. It really is.
No, like, and the thing is, I did that though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was at a point where, and you know, the issue is like trying to communicate with someone who doesn't know how to communicate. That was the issue.
All of me.
All guys.
100%.
So, yeah.
There's no.
It's just different ways. All of but them. Yeah, they don't know how to communicate.
None of them.
Y'all. They can make improvements.
None of y'all.
Nick was like grade A, like does not talk. Period.
Okay. How do you get them to talk? I know this is not what we're talking about, but like, how do you get them to talk if they do not talk and they refuse? That is like one of my biggest, that is what blows me. When I say I blow, woo, it makes me blow up. Because now, because my ex, he knew that I wanted to talk.
Yeah.
So he would purposefully not talk because he knew one, is going to piss me off. Mm-hmm. And two, he just knew that I wanted to talk, and he knew it was gonna piss me off more because I didn't want to talk.
Yeah,
and because he didn't want to talk about it because he didn't know how. Or how do you get them to talk?
I mean, it just takes a lot of work. I think first,
you don't got that type of time. See, no time to waste.
See,
I got
but you
time.
Have to. You have to. I mean, like when we got married, he was not a talker.
So this is my face when she asked that question. Like,
please send that to me so I can tweet that out. Like, this was Jenny during the podcast. I think some of the things that we started to try were, you know, we really had to come to we had to communicate about our communication. Like, literally. We had to sit down and had a conversation like, when we argue, I feel like this is what happens, or I feel like this is what you do, and this is how it makes me feel.
We did that.
And so we both had to do that. And when one of the other person is not, you know, doing whatever was discussed to make it better the next time, like, we have to stop and say, hey, look, we've talked about this before. I see that you're shutting down, or I see that now you're trying to say hurtful things. Like, this is not where we're going to go today. Like, let's revisit this later when we're not heated. I'm trying to think of other things that we did.
I tried that. Didn't work.
Like,
I didn't want to revisit it.
Oh, well.
Like, when I say shut, like, just don't. I can understand if you're giving me a little bit. Mm-hmm. I can work with a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I can't work with nothing.
And a large part, I think it. Ultimately, you have to be with the right person for
that's very true.
Ultimately, that's the biggest part of it. Like, if the other person legit just does not even want to try and isn't even going to attempt, like, it used to be, Nick would always tell me, well, I don't want to talk about this right now. Like, I need time to think. Because he's a very big, like, thinker. He internalizes a lot of things, and I think as I talk. Mm-hmm. And so we're just very different in that way. But, you know, his thinking time used to be a couple of days. That does not work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you cannot think on something for a week and then you want to come back and have a conversation. But for him,
same.
That made perfect sense. And it literally, I think we ended up going to counseling or something. Mm-hmm. And the counselor was like, dude, like, you can take time to think, but you can't take a week. Like, you have to have an expiration period, and that expiration period may be a few hours, or it may be, hey, let's revisit this tomorrow. But that's it. Like, you need to take your time and you need to revisit tomorrow. And I had to be okay with him taking that time.
And I know there's not a set right answer to this, because it really depends on the person and what someone's willing to accept. But since you all, you know, have, you know, spoke to someone about this, what would you say an appropriate amount of time to let somebody think when they need that time?
like I said, I would let it, you know, the most for me is probably a day.
Okay.
The most for me would be a day. Like, because maybe I even need to go back and think about some things that I wasn't thinking about in that moment when we were having the conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, I could go rethink and think and reevaluate some things too and revisit. And, you know, I don't just, when that day's over, I don't sit on the couch, okay, it's been a day. What you gotta say now? Like, I let him come to me and say, hey, like, I thought about this and, like, here's where I'm at. Or if I do want to approach him and say, hey, you know, I still want to revisit what we talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when's a good time? Are you cool now with finishing that discussion? And so, you just really got to be real adult.
Yeah.
You just got to be
real adult. And I think it goes back to just the right person. And
it has to be the right person. Like, if,
because you can try all day, but if it's the wrong person and they're not willing to, then it wouldn't matter.
The willingness
is what
has to be there.
Yeah.
It was either you want to be with me or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, like, this is what this needs to look like. Like, there has to be some trying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's set the guidelines on what trying even looks like. Yeah. So it was a lot of that. But if you're not with the right person,
if you don't want to try, don't slide in my DMs.
Yeah.
Don't try to talk to, like, you, I just,
no. Yeah, just don't come into my life. Like,
please, just don't. Leave me be.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
me from afar.
Yeah. And just leave
I cannot deal with any, oh my God, my ex, just, he did not.
I need you to be grown.
Want to try.
I'm saying, if you're going to slot, be real. Grown.
Yes. That's how grown. What? I don't understand. I don't. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I know we have. Flew off fine. The deep end.
No, but you're fine. I'm sure that will help someone.
For sure.
For sure. But yeah, you just kind of got to keep trying with it. And every relationship, like, reaches different stages at different times. Like, we realized recently, like, we've been together for 6 years. Like, we were kind of reaching a stale period. Mm-hmm. And we were communicating a little differently and weren't communicating about certain things. And, you know, went and found that there's a lot of different ways we can communicate differently and communicate better. And it's really helped, like, a lot. And so
that's good.
Everyone's just kind of different. You just reach different milestones. And, like, you know, when the honeymoon period's over, like, even in dating, like, all the newness and the adrenaline, all that kind of goes away. It's like, oh, we still together? Okay. So what does this look like now?
Mm-hmm.
Now that all the fun has kind of worn off.
Yeah.
And that may mean the fun doesn't have to go away. It just might look a little different. Mm-hmm. So everybody's different. So, yeah. So forgive those guys for not communicating, because guess what? They were not meant to be with you. 9 times out of 10. Okay? So don't worry about being right. Find a way to heal. That's the next one. Everyone heals differently. And it's more about you than it is about the other person. So however you heal, whether it's journaling, whether it's going to talk to someone, you got to burn their shit up. You know, I don't know what it is. Everyone heals in a different way. And so just finding a healthy way for you to move on. That's a really good thing to know. And then the last tip is don't live in the past. Like, once you've forgiven and once you've moved on, like, that's it. Like, there's no going back and revisiting that. You've already forgiven for that. You've already let that go. There's no bringing up the old stuff.
Jeannie's face is so funny.
It is done. Like, I can't bring up shit that me and Nick argued about 4 years ago, because I forgave him for that, and it's over and it's done. Like, I
think when you're in a relationship with someone, like, how would that look when you're not in a relationship with someone? Or if you're not, like, if it's some, like, someone from the past, like, how, like, do you just not, like, bring it up, like, when you're talking with your friends? Or just like, oh, dang, why he blah, blah, blah? Or even, it didn't have to be, like, a boyfriend, but if it was a family member, if it was somebody, like, how do you, like, what is it?
That
just don't talk about the situation. You're not, okay.
Because what would the talk be about? And if how you feel when you're talking about that, if you're still upset, what did we say? You haven't forgiven for it then. You're not over it.
Yeah.
So if you've forgiven and you've let it go, like, there's no conversation about it. There's nothing to talk about.
Okay.
So hopefully, you know, those tips have helped. They're very difficult. They're meant to be difficult. Like, if you want to continue to elevate yourself, mm-hmm. and, you know, glow up or vibrate higher, like all these different things that people talk about, like, I think that forgiveness is a big part of that. And like I said, it could be for a multitude of individuals. And, you know, and especially like the new year, like, look back on what's happened this year, things that have happened, and people, and just kind of find your way to kind of work through those things and let it go. Because I think that they all impact, they impact your future, mm-hmm. and your future relationships and friendships and all of the above. So,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, as always, let us know what you feel about any of these topics, any takeaways from today's episode.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there was something. It was, oh my God, I should have wrote it down because I can't remember what it was now. I can't remember, but it was something good too.
No, darn it. Maybe I'll come back to you. Your biggest takeaway.
Oh, I got it now. Okay, so when you had talked about, like, forgiving someone and, like, when I had gave the example about exiling somebody in my life, that mm-hmm. those are two different things, mm-hmm. and that, like, you know, it's okay to forgive someone but still not choose to talk to them. And yeah. I think that's something that I'm struggling with, is mm-hmm. like, how to forgive somebody but still be okay if I do choose to talk to them, because mm-hmm. I feel like if I want to talk to them, then I think all those things that I mm-hmm. wasn't forgiving them for in the beginning would kind of come back. But yeah. then it's like you're not truly forgiving them if it does. So yeah. that's something that I have to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness. I just got to work on it.
Okay.
I just gotta, you know. Because I think what I think forgiveness looks like is not really what it is. I think I need to go back and
reevaluate.
Yes. And what it looks like when I really forgive somebody. Mm-hmm. And more so for things that, big things, and people I've no longer talked to. Mm-hmm. I think that. Friends, mm-hmm. like, people will do you wrong, family, stuff like that. I'm easily to forgive that. Mm-hmm. People who I no longer have connections to or friendships with or relationships with, mm-hmm. what does forgiveness look like for me mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. that I never
and
will talk to
them?
That's
where I'm at, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I think mm-hmm. that one is harder
yeah.
for me.
And, yeah, yes. There was an individual I did not forgive for a lot of things, and hadn't talked to them in years. And guess what? I wrote them and I met up with them just so I can have a conversation.
I've done that too.
And so for me, that's mm-hmm. what I realized that I needed to do to kind of move past it. Like, I needed that acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. I needed that. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't get an apology, but it was just like, because they were just kind of like, oh, well, shit. Yeah, I thought you would be over that by now. And mm-hmm. that's not necessarily the response I was looking for either. But, you know, just talking through everything with that person, even if it was just for like 30 minutes, mm-hmm. really helped me. And I felt it literally lift off me when it was done.
Yes, I just recently had that happen. Because I thought all this time this person, like, just did not give a fuck about how I felt. And all mm-hmm. this time, I realized they felt bad about what they did, which mm-hmm. felt great and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But there are some people I know I do not want to have this conversation mm-hmm. with. And mm-hmm.
they don't get that
luxury.
Yeah.
And I don't need that. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I need you to realize that what you did was shitty to me. But we're never going to have a conversation. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. So I need to figure out, you know, because... Mm-hmm. You don't need closure with everybody.
Yeah,
like,
no.
So I need to know what that
looks like. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I think my takeaway is I've been writing like a lot of stuff down recently, but you just reminded me that I need to think of what I want future wise mm-hmm. and with whatever my glow up, with mm-hmm. whatever looks like. Like, I need to not plan that too late. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. I need to, like, sure, the new year is, you know, a couple of weeks away, but I should be thinking about those things now, not mm-hmm. thinking about them like December 30th.
Right.
Like,
yes. And I trying need to figure out what that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And trying to make a list and trying to do all the things at once. Mm-hmm. Like I said, like, cause that's how I'll end up doing that, is not thinking about things far enough in advance. Yeah. So, definitely thinking about what my personal glow up and then my family glow up. Like me and Nick, we have meetings mm-hmm. and we talk about these things, and it's like, okay, well, what do I want our relationship to look like next year, or what things do I want us doing next year, and talk about them and work towards those like early. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's probably my takeaway. So definitely let us know what your takeaways are from today's episode. As always, you can tweet us at shenanigans_pod and at strength of she. Definitely check out the show notes and share the podcast from thestrengthofshe.com. And we'll see you again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and so I just want to leave you with a she-spiration.
Oh. You know, this is why I have them around.
They keep yeah, so, around. No, it's fine. I mean, it was a good lead way into what I wanted to leave
into
them with.
Into the beautiful end.
Right.
Yeah.
So this week... This episode's inspiration is surround yourself with others who help build you up. And I think kind of like a theme for our this episode and our previous episode is kind of thinking about, you know, what you want the new year to look like and not, you know, waiting until the end of the year to start working on those things. But just be mindful of like who and what you want in your life. Mm-hmm. Now going into the new year, whether it's like friends, family, or a job or a relationship, like if it's anything that doesn't build you up, then it may be time to like just let those situations go. And just don't be in a position where you want something so bad that you kind of lose yourself in the mix of it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yes. With that, we end this episode. Peace out. See you later.